Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower today in the red across the board. Corn down 6 cents with July at 361. December new crop corn 377, down 5.5 cents. It has not gone to the lows from October 1st of last year, last fall harvest lows, but we're within striking distance, within about 15 cents across the board for the corn. Beans a little bit lower today, down 5.25 in November beans at 950.5. The low today was 950.25. So it was a pretty slow day for the soybeans. Didn't really do a whole lot in the last hour or so of trade. And we're in the middle of the range we've been in since really the first part of 2015, and with the lows somewhere around $9.35 in the November. So about 15 cents above that, with the weather and everything looking, and planting looking like it's going just fine. A lot of people are saying that the beans and corn could continue their sell-off here, but they have to get through that 935 level or 935 support in November to continue that trend. Wheat futures were really higher for the most part this morning, and then about 10:30, there was some information that the yields were going to be just a little bit better, possibly today. You know, the first day was quite disappointing with the lower yield than last year on the Kansas Wheat Tour, but it's improved since.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Another report from the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association showed that they're anticipating 29.4 bushel per acre yield here in Oklahoma. That's up from last year's 17 bushels per acre. Puts total crop at 3.8 million acres harvested, and at that yield at 111.7 million bushels. So quite an increase over the Oklahoma crop last year. All winter wheat, the estimates for the winter wheat, 1.47 billion bushels overall. Last year is 1.378. Just a winter wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma, hard red winter wheat, 845 million bushels, where last year it was 738. So an increase in the winter wheat. Looking at the corn and bean production, corn 13.58 billion bushels total, where last year was a little over 14 for corn. Soybeans 3.829, last year it was 3.969. So even though planting's going well, lower prices has discouraged that extra production, it looks like, and so they've dropped corn and bean yields both. Ending stocks looking for wheat 693 million bushels, 1.864 for corn, and then 360 million for old crop ending stocks for the soybeans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle down 85 at 149.37. August down 65 at 148.27. May feeder cattle up 40 at 214.90. August down 7 at 216.80. June lean hogs down 55 at 83.50, with July down 75 at 83.50. 32. July Kansas City wheat down 3 3/4 at 499 3/4. December down 5 1/4 and 526 1/2. July Chicago wheat down 6 1/2 at 472 3/4. July corn down 5 1/4 and 361 1/2, with December down 5 1/2 at 377. July soybeans down 7 1/2 at 975 and November down 5 at 951. July cotton down 33 at 65.53. December down 34 at 65.43. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.